Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unbox. We're continuing with building the Black family. We're also going to continue with Black family communication. Stick around as we unbox the power and the potential of the Black family. I'm Dr. Robert Davis, family life educator and relationship coach. And welcome to Unboxed, a frank and straightforward conversation about relationships. We're going to talk about family, church, workplace, and all other types of relationships. Join me for the next few moments as we unbox the power and potential of relationships and help you to live your best life. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Unbox. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Davis. With Unbox, we unbox the power and the potential of every type of relationship, home relationships, family relationships, marital relationships, child-parent relationships, church relationships, workplace relationships, et cetera, et cetera. We want you to live your best potential in whatever relationship that you may be in. We've been talking about the Black family. We started with a book club that looked at the book Season with Grace, God's Recipe for Healthy Family Communication. And if you would like make sure that you like, subscribe, and share. All right, let's go ahead and jump into it. We've been talking about how to build up the Black family by using communication, and it really kind of lays the foundation. And tomorrow we're going to transition into African-American economics or finances. But yesterday when I was talking with you, I talked about the various things that make for strong African, that makes African-American communication so awesome. I really want you to get that. It makes African-American, the way we communicate, it was given to us. And you from the continent of Africa, you can see similar communication patterns with people who are indigenous Africans, as well as the descendants of the diaspora. Whether you go to the Caribbean, whether you go to South America or in the United States, wherever you see people from the continent of Africa, we have a unique communication style. And so there's been research, and I shared some of that research with you yesterday. I'm just going to do a quick recap, and then I'm going to tell you what that actually means for us. So number one, the research has shown us that African Americans, when we communicate, we pay a lot of attention to facial expressions as well as body language. Check. That is a good thing to do. Second of all, African Americans, especially African American men, like to work as a team to do problem solving. And we really put a high value on problem solving. So to my Black men out there, that is a check for you as well. The third thing that we found out was that research also indicates that African Americans as a whole, and this really does impact communication because it's manifested in the way we communicate our sermons as well as our family communication. We're generally, African Americans have been noted to be generally more optimistic than our European American counterparts. That is a very positive thing, especially considering the history of the African Americans in this country. And then the fourth thing that we discovered from research is that African American families employ a highly expressive style of communication, especially during conflict management and conflict resolution. And it looks like this. One, Blacks speak faster. Blacks use more words, generally speaking. We use more words. Generally speaking, we interrupt each other more often. I know that says that, wow, you know, that's something we don't want to do. But listen, this is actually a positive. We have a tendency to interrupt each other more often. We're more intense in our speech. We speak more assertively and self-confidently than other racial groups. These are some things that we employ during conflict resolution and conflict management. And to other races, and this is why you cannot allow the majority culture to dictate how we communicate as a people, because to others, the more use of words, the rapid speech, the interrupting of each other, the self-assertiveness and self-confidence that exudes in the way we communicate is often seen as being aggressive. We see this in the way that police interact with African-Americans and other things. And we know this, it's not just as simple as communication. I don't want to try to minimize the police relationships with us. But one of the things that contributes is a misunderstanding of African-American communication styles. And so so often we're seen as being highly aggressive. And those of you who are African-American, you already know that that doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean because somebody is talking fast or they have an elevated volume, which Blacks tend to speak at a louder volume than our white counterparts. Because you're speaking at a louder volume, more words, or even interrupting, it doesn't mean hostility, anger, and aggression. It's just the way that we communicate. And there's nothing wrong with the way that we communicate. And so African-Americans, even with all of those realities about the way that we communicate, the truth is, and this is what research has shown, African-Americans still, with all of that, do not view family conflicts as particularly angry or intense. We still don't view it as, my god sister in Washington, D.C., we both come from loud families. And people from the outside would look in and say, man, y'all are very loud. That's okay. That don't mean that we're angry. We, you know, we come from a big family. You got to, if you're going to speak, you got to get in there. And sometimes you got to raise the volume above the volume of everybody else. That's okay. Because, and there are three things I want you to take away from this. This is vitally important for African-American communication and for building up our family. And that is, we cannot allow, number one, very important for you to remember, once you understand African-American communication style, the way we communicate, there is nothing wrong. This is the first and most important thing. There is nothing wrong with the way we communicate. We cannot allow the majority culture to tell us that our communication style is wrong. So when you're reading books about marriage and family, oftentimes they're coming to you from a Eurocentric perspective. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't read books about marriage and family, but oftentimes those books will tell you, especially about communication, that, you know, that you shouldn't employ these tactics, these communication styles when you're interacting with family members. And that's not true. They want you to use a Eurocentric style of communication. There is nothing wrong with the way that you communicate. That is first and foremost. There is nothing wrong with your communication style. So then what is wrong? Well, here's a couple of things that will help to keep you on the straight path. There's nothing wrong with your communication style, but what you do want to do is you want to focus on your feelings and how you are acting or reacting to those feelings. So don't get caught up on the style in which you communicate. More so, you need to be caught up on how you are acting and reacting when you communicate. Don't get style caught up with substance. So I want, when you talk about really utilizing African-American communication style, that's one thing. But how you utilize that style is the very important part. So focus on your feelings. Focus on how you are acting or reacting to those feelings. And then last but not least, keep it positive and optimistic. Let me give you a real quick pointer right here that will help you as I close out, that will help you to be able to identify when, in fact, you're transitioning from an African-American communication style to your communication actually becoming hostile. So how do I know when it's the difference between it's just being the way that we talk versus when it's actually getting hostile and when we, you know, when it's going off the rails? All right, here it is. Two quick things that will help you to be able to identify it. Number one, when you're communicating, if you're having a difficulty coming up with solutions, I'm actually going to give you three things. Coming up with solutions. That means that you're locked into an emotional area. And that's a clear sign right there. Hold on, I'm getting too emotional here. The second thing, and boy, time flies when you're having fun. The second thing is when you are communicating and you're not listening, you're just ready to speak. Whenever you are just in the mode to speak, check yourself and say, hold on, am I getting a little too emotional here? And the third thing as I close is if you can't laugh. I know that sounds crazy. If you are dealing with conflict resolution and you can't find the humor or something funny, and I'm not talking about where you're teasing or belittling someone, but I'm talking about generally being able to have that relaxed laughter, general being able to be at ease, then it's gone a little bit too far. Listen, our time is up. I've already gone over my limit. please make sure that you like, subscribe, and share. We're going to check back in here tomorrow and continue our conversation with the African American family, because we want to unbox all the power and the potential of the Black family. Until I see you tomorrow, may you have a wonderful night.
Seasoned with Grace Unboxed also provides healthy relationship training and leadership development for businesses, churches, and community organizations. For a free consultation to discuss your team's needs, please contact us at our website at swg-unboxed.org. That's swg-unboxed.org.